I want one. No, I don't. Well, one sounds great. Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, just one. No, not just one. This is the kind of internal debate that people carry on with themselves that drive themselves nuts. This process will drive themselves nuts forever, for the rest of their lives, if they sit and focus on how much they want one. When a person says to themselves they want one and then tells themselves they don't want it, they know it's a blatant lie. They do want it. When you make the comment that you want one, it may be something you want more than anything else you ever wanted in your life. The issue, though, isn't do you want the one or don't you want the one. Okay, again, the answer to that is yes, you want the one. The issue has got to be, how do you feel about the others that go with the one? If people could be smoking one cigarette a day or two cigarettes a day, that's all they'd ever smoked. They would never have been up to a pack or two packs a day. Come on, at the end of their smoking careers, very few people are thrilled that they're smoking their old quantity. If they could have been smoking one or two, that's what they would have been doing very merrily. They wouldn't worry about social pressure because, come on, one or two, you can avoid people for, you know, the 10 minutes you need to do that. They wouldn't be worried about the health implication because they would rationalize, well, one or two isn't that bad. May not be true, but still, that would be the rationalization. It'd be hard to break through. The issue, though, is people don't have the choice. Once they cross the line of addiction, once they establish tolerance, once they were long-term heavy smokers, they can't smoke one or two a day. They can smoke nothing, and they can smoke everything, but there is no in-between option. This is the key concept that every person who's ever quit smoking has got to learn, has got to believe, has got to totally accept, because if they don't, they really will get stuck in this idea of fantasizing of how great it would be to have one cigarette every now and then. And again, that is a fantasy. I tell people right off the bat, not smoking will never be as good as the fantasy of smoking. It will never measure up against the fantasy of smoking. But you know what? Once you quit smoking, relapsing, and then being a smoker again, smoking will never be as good as the fantasy of smoking either. The real issue that people have to understand is how to always look at cigarettes the way they were at the end. I'm not even saying to look at them negatively. I'm not saying to think about the disease they might cause down the line. I'm talking about what they were like the day they quit smoking. Most people, the day they quit smoking, they had some reason to quit smoking. There was some internal motivation. It may have been a series of different things going on. It may have been some medical problems they were facing. It may have been some social issues they were facing. It may have been the smells that they really were starting to detect and realize, oh my God, this is terrible. It may have been job pressures on them not to smoke because they couldn't smoke in their job anymore. It may have been family pressure. It may be that they were so restricted in their smoking that they were going into withdrawal all the time. There's a whole bunch of issues that were going on that made them want to quit smoking. That life, when the day they quit, was the reality of what their smoking was on a current basis. If they go back to smoking, if they take a puff, they relapse, they go back to smoking, they're going back to that life that they had that was so annoying at one point in time that they quit smoking. They put themselves into withdrawal. They put themselves into withdrawal that they could have got out of by just throwing that quit away, but they didn't do it. They hung in at the time of the initial quit because the reality of smoking was still fresh in their mind, and they realized they didn't want cigarettes under those terms. That is the term that comes with a puff on a cigarette, though. It's being a smoker again. That's bottom line. And if people see it that way, and then they get the thought for one, and instead of saying, I don't want one, if they say to themselves, well, yeah, I want one, but how do I feel about those others that go with it? And how do I feel those problems that go with those others? And again, then it's a matter of formulating what all those reasons were, remembering, not making up things that weren't happening or weren't true, just remembering what it was like the day they quit smoking. If they can do that, they will write it out. It is a matter of people who have been smokers of remembering all three states accurately. What it was like to smoke, what it was like to quit, and what it's like to be off, and then to watch that gradual improvement as the longer they get off, in a sense, the easier it generally will start to become. And then remembering all three of those states, they're going to realize they don't want to be a full-fledged smoker again. They don't want to go through quitting again. And again, if those two conditions are situations they never want to be in again, there's only one logical option left to them at that point, and that's not to take that puff on a cigarette, no matter how bad they may want it at any given point in time. Once you have a quit going, you do everything in your power to make that quit stick. And the fact is, the only thing you have to do to make that stick over the long term is, again, to stick with a personal commitment that you made, hopefully, the day that you quit, to just never take another puff.